Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Oh, Jesus, we just declare an open heaven over your people. We declare an open heaven over your people. I declare an open heaven over your people. I declare an open heaven over your people. That will go with them, that will go with us. You know, God is releasing some of the things from the throne that we really need, like compassion, integrity, uprightness. And what I see him releasing is the heart to want those things, to want uprightness, to want to walk in integrity and want to walk in excellence, to want to the compassion, to actually covet compassion. Because, you know, compassion heals people. There's a tie between compassion and the healing power of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Kolesa inda metiko. While we were listening to that song, I was seeing a wind come in from the Lord and just hit God's people.
before the throne and receive from you. Let us stand before the throne.
I can actually see people so at home in their spot. Everybody's spot is not the same, but I see one person that just lays at the throne. They just hang out at the foot of the throne all the time. They dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And they're happier there than anywhere else, contented and satisfied, not feeling like they have to go do what their friend does, but knowing this is my spot by the throne. And I see their friend out and about just telling everybody about Jesus and saying, this is my spot, this is what I was born to do, and it makes me so happy to do it, and I'm so glad my friend is home praying. Like accepting each other's position and not trying to make everybody like us. Thank you. care too much for people. Do we need to do anything with that?
New wine that we're drinking is filled with Holy Ghost. We're filling up to the top and overflowing. So get into the river and drink from the well, springing up from the fountain of the Holy Ghost. So taste and see that the Lord is good. Fill me ever, Lord, with your oil and joy, like a river flow through me.
They looked like they were drunk. They were falling over, staggering. These men are not drunk as you suppose, but they're filled with the Holy Ghost. They've been drinking of the Holy Spirit. They have new wineskins and new wine. When you leave here today, keep drinking. Go lock away and put on some soaking music and just lay out with God. You don't have to do anything. Just lay in His presence. You know, just lay in His presence and just love on Him. You'd be surprised what might happen. Soakers arise, I hear. Soakers unite. When I needed massive emotional healing, like massive emotional healing, I went to a place of the presence. couple of years before that, Dave Duell had said to me, he said, "You haven't laughed in a long time." He said, "But you haven't had much reason to." He said, "I tell you, the day will come when you'll lay in bed and you'll laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh." And I went to a place of the presence, and when I came home, I laid in bed for months, and I would laugh 2 and 3 hours. Just laughing. It wasn't because anything was funny, it was just the Holy Spirit was just so wonderful. And joy would bubble up, and it was healing my soul from years of stuff, years and years of stuff. And I would lay in bed and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. And I'd laugh myself to sleep, and I'd wake up and I'd laugh some more. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. Get me started. Woo, clear out of there. Clear out. Clear out of there. Clear out of there. I see junk leaving. Hallelujah. Be gone, you junk. Well, get 'em. The devil just hates it when you laugh at him. But he's just so funny. Oh. Okay. That makes me happy. Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh dear. And there she goes. You ever see a bunch of imps carrying junk in a trunk out the door? Oh. Oh. Oh, okay now. All right. I won't tell you the name of the person, but he said, we're not stopping until so-and-so laughs. He's going to get you. And you're going to be... And you're going to be laughing for a long time. Ooh, you're going to be laughing a long time. Well. Ha ha ha. Oh, hashe hanamote. Ooh, hasha, hasha. So the last, I see the last remnants and vestiges of, I simply must keep it together. Really, you know. I simply must keep my dignity, you know. I simply cannot allow them to see me undone. Oh dear, my mascara is running. And I just see the last vestiges of propriety. Now, there is a good kind of Holy Ghost propriety. Sometimes. Oh, I love that Holy Ghost. Sometimes it's just good to let go of the control of the meeting and let him take it where he wants. Take it where he wants. I see him actually pouring wine, though. In bellies. In bellies. Pouring wine. Blah, 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 blah. Pouring wine into bellies. Blah, 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 blah. So keep drinking. Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh dear. You know, I don't want to do this because, you know, it doesn't sound right, but I feel like I'm supposed to say this. I release my anointing upon you. I release all that I have. I'm releasing it free. I feel like he's telling me to say that. I wouldn't, you know, I don't like to talk like that because not like I'm something. You know, I mean, I have that revelation that I'm not something. But I feel like he's saying, I release my anointing upon you. Freely receive it, freely. Nothing doubting, receive all, just take it all, take, drink, take. Oh. Because there's just so much more, you know, there's so much more that heaven wants to give us. There's so much that God wants to, you know, he'll put as much as we can handle, and then we grow to handle it. And then when we kind of get to a place where we can handle that, then he gives us more than we can handle. And then we grow to where we can handle that, you know. And eventually you'll get to where you can stand up under the glory. You can carry it without falling over, you know. And you want to get to the place where you're so steeped in it and so able to carry it that people around you are impacted by it. But this should become your new normal. And then you ask for more, right? And it's not just about having a good time or getting a goosebump. Or, you know, I've seen moves of God where it was a true move, but then people like got in the flesh because they wanted it so bad and they would imitate it. But there's never a need to do that. Just go quietly to him and say, give me more, give me some more. You know, and it's not about acting any kind of way. It's about getting all of him we can get and then growing to absorb. Because he's infinite. He's so huge. He's so massive. He's so powerful. You know, he's so amazing. And his power, it's infinite. And we can house, you know, so much, you know, but he'll give you some things. And the way it works with me is he'll give me some. He'll tell me to do something, and I'll say, I don't know how to do that. He'll say, I know. And he'll give it to me to do, and then I'll kind of muddle around and learn in the spirit, and then, you know, maybe after 6 months or a year, I'll say, okay, I kind of think I finally get how to do that. And just about then he says, okay, good, now we're doing something. more. And what he's doing is expanding us, increasing us, teaching us, so that over the years you become more and more and more able to carry more and able to do more. You become more adept in the spirit, more able to do many kinds of things. And I see increase in the room right now. There's just almost, you know, I hesitate to say these because they're strange words to me, but a spirit of increase. There's increase in the room. There's increase in capacity. There's increase in anointing. Increase in revelation and wisdom. There's an increase in giftings. I'm seeing even an opening of capacity, an increased capacity to house more. Some of you have walked in some stuff, but I'm seeing a vast increase that you will be able to house more. And you'll be able to manage, steward, handle it in a good way, a holy way, without ever, you know, when you really get a revelation, you know it's nothing you did right. You know for a fact, and you can never take the glory, be ridiculous, because you know for a fact that you came with nothing. That's what you came with. That's why it's good to go through a death process, because you know you've got nothing at the end of that. You know you have nothing and are nothing, and all that he gives you, it's totally him. So you could never even think about that you did something right, you know. So, and the more that is your heart, the more he can freely fill you. The more he can give you to carry, because you won't take it. You won't take the credit, okay? You'll never take the glory, never touch it. So it is possible to carry the presence and yet never touch it in a wrong way. Never act like it's something we did, you know, right? Because it's him, it's only him. Only ever him. I feel like he's even imparting something of that heart into us. Something of that heart. That revelation that, you know, I really never did one thing right. I was with me in the dark years. And I'll tell you, I tried everything I knew and failed utterly. And he allowed me to do that so that I would know way deep down that I could never do this. I didn't have it. I couldn't. I couldn't even raise myself up. I couldn't even function. And once you get that deep down revelation, now he's got some material he can work with. He's got something he can fill up and use, because you have such a knowing that you never could pull it off. And I feel like he is, this morning is a send off of the Holy Spirit. He's telling me that he is putting stuff in you. I see him putting something on you. I don't want to use the word mantle, but it's that shape. But I believe it's a protection over what he has put in you. And he says he's going to bring you into the glory days, you know, in the latter rain. The knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. The knowledge of it, that means everybody will know about it. People all over will, that's that thing with the presence. The knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. That means, the only way I can figure that out is that the body of Christ will begin to manifest it in every corner. Will begin to manifest the glory, and people will be like, oh, I know what that is. I ran into that last week. That's the presence. That's the glory. That's that God you serve.